They have roots in Napa Valley's wine history, and many people don't even know that the Mondavi family started their Charles Krug Wines empire there and still run it today.
Well, joining us now live to talk about wines from the oldest winery in Napa Valley is syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg and our Wine of the Week. Scott, good to have you back.
Hey, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And ironically, you're in Oregon wine country while you're talking to us about Napa Valley, but we won't.
I suffer for my art, but I do for you people.
Oh, my. Tell us more about the rich history of the Charles Krug wines.
Well, in 1861, Charles Krug was a German immigrant. He actually founded the Charles Krug Winery on 170 acres. But after his death, it fell into disrepair. And in 1943, Cesare and his wife Rosa came along. They purchased the Charles Krug Winery, and along with his two sons, of course, Peter and Robert Mondavi, they began a mission to reinvent the winery and revitalize it. And it's been a wonderful ever since.
Wow. Well, let's start with their Sauvignon Blanc. How's that?
It's pretty tasty. Now, you both know that I tend to gravitate towards that tropical fruit Sauvignon Blanc, and this is it. The 2012 Charles Krug Sauvignon Blanc. Beautiful, fragrant scents of tropical fruit, grapefruit. They just dominate the nose. They're repeated again on the palate, and then I get a little bit of passion fruit and honeydew melon on there. Bright acidity, it just keeps the flavors focused, the finish long and bright. And there's a little bit of lemon-lime citrus in there that I really like. It's clean, refreshing, and only $18.
Okay, well, let's go to Pinot Noir. What do you have there?
Well, their Pinot Noir, the 2011 Charles Krug Pinot Noir, comes from the Carneros region, which, as you know, straddles the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley, and they get those really cool nights and warm days, gets that great acidity in the fruit, so you get the perfumed nose of wild strawberries and bright red cherries, and then these delicate flavors of fresh strawberry, red plum, ripe cherry, just very delicate on the palate, elegant finish, just the right amount of acidity, keeps all the flavors in balance. $27. Great wine.
Ooh, let's kick it up a notch and do a cab.
Oh, okay. The cab, the 2010 Charles Krug Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this is from the Yountville region of Napa Valley. The bouquet is just dominated by aromas of blackberry, a little black plum and cocoa in there. But then the flavors, dark red and black fruits with a hint of mocha and vanilla. Full-bodied frame. It's a powerful yet elegant finish, supported by notes of tobacco, little toasty oak, fine tannins, $29. It's a really great value for this wine.
Wow, great stuff, and enjoy your trip.
I will, and I'll be back with some more Wine of the Week from Oregon.
All right.
Wonderful.
Outstanding. Scott Greenberg is syndicated wine columnist with our Wine of the Week. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, drink responsibly.